Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to another beautiful episode on the silsila Treasures of Wisdom. And we hope that you and your families are keeping well and are in the best of health, insha'Allah. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala under all circumstances, no matter what circumstances we may be in. We are always, as believers, as Muslimin, we are always thankful and show gratitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Well, the views of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah, today we have a very beautiful topic of discussion, and that is the understanding of success. Gee, and to join me to discuss this beautiful topic of discussion, I have with me in studio none other than Maulana Naushad Attari, hafidhahullah ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you keeping, Maulana Sahib?
Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. I'm well. How are you doing?
MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. Well, Maulana Sahib, we have a very interesting topic today, and that is the understanding of success. And inshallah, we will be covering different aspects in relation to this. You know, how do we gain success? Where do we find success? And how do we attain it, etc.? And much more, inshallah. But before that, dear viewers of Madani channel, let us first and foremost mention the excellences of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this regard, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully mentioned that the one closest to me on the day of Qiyamah, on the day of judgment, will be that individual who has recited the most amount of salawat upon me in this world. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, we always ask ourselves this question, that where can I attain success from? And what are those things that are coming as an obstacle in my way for gaining success, for getting success? Many of us wants to go up in life. Many of us, all of us, we want to be successful in life, not only in this life, but also in the hereafter, also in our grave, on the day of judgment. We want to be successful. And subhanallah, for us to understand the success that we are talking about, we have our holy book. We have the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have the Holy Quran. And the Holy Quran is such a book, such a holy book, that it is filled with wisdom. If any of us are looking where to find success, then we need to open the Holy Quran. We need to read the Holy Quran. We need to look at the translation of the verses of the Holy Quran. And subhanallah, once you do that, you will see what it is to truly be successful. Once you really read, once you really open and read the Holy Quran. Now, when we talk about success, in Arabic, it's known and called falah. Falah means success. And this word falah, it appears 40 times in the Holy Quran.
Subhanallah.
40 times.
Mashallah.
23 times in the Makki chapters, meaning those chapters which were revealed in Makkatul Mukarramah, and 17 times in the Madani chapters. Those chapters which were revealed in the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwara, the city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, the literal meaning here of falah is to tear open or to cut off. But the technical meaning of falah, it means success. Why? Because success, when is it attained? It is only attained once the difficulties, once the barriers are removed. Then only you would gain success. Success is like a ladder. You would have to climb each step to gain success, to be at the top. And to climb each ladder, you don't just climb it like that. No, it's not like you take the first step and then you automatically just browse through and then you reach success. No, with each step that you take, there are difficulties there. There are obstacles there. There are barriers there. And once you remove those difficulties, once you remove those barriers, then you are unlocking as you are walking along this ladder of success. And eventually, with steadfastness, with istiqamah, with striving hard, consistently, then inshallah, you would find yourself on that position, on that level of being success. Now, successful are those people who are prosperous in this world. But we have to ask ourselves, we as Muslimin, we as believers, do we only want success in this world? Do we only desire to have a lot in our bank, and that our bank balance must be a lot, that we must have fancy houses, that we must have fancy cars? No, as a believer, as a Muslim, our success, we have to really think about this carefully, that we have to gain success in this world and in barzakh and in the hereafter, right? So success in this world, what does that mean? Success in this world, it means that people having correct beliefs, aqaid, your beliefs must be correct, and the ability to do good deeds. Once you have this in order, alhamdulillah, you are successful. And then we move on to barzakh. Barzakh, how do we see ourselves successful in barzakh? What does it take to be successful in barzakh? And that it denotes upon a good death. And also answering the questions of Munkar and Nakir correctly. If that is right, and if that is straight, then mashallah, that person, he has succeeded. After barzakh, we have now the hereafter. And how does one gain success in the hereafter, on the day of judgment? And that is for a person to answer the five questions that will be asked to an individual on the day of Qiyamah and attain the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person achieves this, then alhamdulillah, mashallah, they have attained success. So there are three phases here. One is this dunya, one is this world in which we have to strive to be successful. One is barzakh, in which there too we have to be successful, inshallah. And then we have the hereafter, in which we have to be successful also, inshallah. But to be successful in the hereafter, to be successful in barzakh, it boils down to what? It comes down to what? It all comes down to us being in this dunya, to us being in this world. How we are in this world will determine how successful we are, whether we are successful or not, in barzakh and in the hereafter. Also, we have just mentioned now that these three phases, right, for a person to gain success. One is the world, then we have barzakh, and then we have the hereafter. So with regards to this world, Masab, we can say that this is the starting point that determines it all. You know, this is the starting point for us to make our barzakh better and for us to make our hereafter better. So Muran Sahib, For one, right, to be successful in this world, what does it take a person for them to be successful in this world?
See, one thing we need to understand is these three realms.
Right.
The dunya, barzakh, and the akhirah. They are in a way linked.
Right.
Because as you mentioned, that success on the Day of Judgment, success in barzakh, in the time that we will be in the grave, or wherever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills for our soul to be, that is dependent upon success in the world.
Right.
But we need to understand something else.
Ji.
Then what is success? What is worldly success?
Right.
It depends who you're asking. If you're asking a person that his whole mindset is worldly, the pursuit of material gain and wealth and authority and power and influence. If you ask him what is success, he will say all of this. If a person is at the top of his game, he has climbed the corporate ladder and, you know, he's got lots of material wealth. He lives in a nice leafy suburb and he has, you know, so many sports cars.
Right.
So that is success. That will be his definition of success.
Right.
So that is actually, in reality, that is superficial success. It is temporary success.
That can come, that will come to an end.
It is going to come to, whether he likes it or not. When your eyes close from this world permanently, all of those successes are no more success, because it's gone, it's finished. And if you ask a believer, a true Muslim, that understands the reality of success, for him is the one who is obedient to Allah and His Rasul, Azza wa Jalla, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And ultimate success in this world is to leave the world with Iman. With Iman.
Subhanallah.
That's the most prized possession, the most valuable asset for a believer is the preservation and protection of your Iman, your belief, your faith. Because if that is lost, no matter how successful a person was in the world, he will be the worst of losers in the grave and the hereafter. And on the other side, if a person was the poorest of the poor, sleeping on the streets, didn't know where his next meal is coming from, but he died with Iman,
Allah, Allah,
he'll be smiling. Yes, of course, if he stayed away from sins, he did good salah, all those things are in order.
Definitely.
But he'll be smiling in the grave and on the Day of Judgment as well. Because that Iman is the ticket. It is the passport to enter into paradise. To board the plane, you're going to have a passport. You're going to have a boarding pass.
Yeah.
So your passport is your Iman, your good deeds are your boarding pass. You can't just say, I have Iman, so I won't do anything. No good deeds. You have to believe and you have to do good deeds as well. And then only through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person will enter paradise. That we all know, right?
Right.
So all depends on who you're asking, what is the definition of success. If you're asking the influencers there on social media, they'll give you a different definition.
And a whole variety of things.
Yeah, the person who's a master in AI or virtual reality or IT and whatever it is.
Right.
Right. That's their definition. But it's a very, it's a narrow definition. Because it's limited to this world only.
Because it comes to an end.
It has to come to an end. Even if a person has immense wealth, I mean, he can lose everything. For whatever reasons, can be gone. He can become poor. You know, they say from rags to riches. A person from riches to rags, he can go also.
Vice versa, both ways.
Yes, vice versa. So for you and I, as believers, as Muslims, the definition of success is that we obey Allah and His Rasul, Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We fulfill our purpose. We have a clear purpose. People out there today, they might have PhDs, but they're still thinking and trying to figure out what is the purpose.
Right.
Is there any purpose for me as a human being here on planet Earth?
Other than just eating, drinking and working all
day. Yeah, you know, what else is there? Yeah. Because you're going to get bored with that routine, that monotonous routine again and again and again. What else is there? What else is there? This is why many people, these people turn to drugs. They turn to alcohol. They turn to, you know, filthy, dirty things. Clubs, pubs, all of these things. To fill that, the hole. There's a hole there.
That void is there.
Yeah, the void is there.
Fill it up.
But they're filling it up in the wrong places. Mm-hmm. And even those modern-minded Muslims are doing the same. Because, you know, there's something lacking. I've got, you know, all my desires I have, or most of my desires, but now something is missing. So then they turn, they copy the enemies of Islam, and then they destroy themselves because of, you know, adultery or alcohol abuse, drug abuse, gambling. Gambling, you know, the whole salary goes into the gambling. They think they're going to get success. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. That void, that hole that's there, is that spirituality is missing. That you can only get in your salahs.
That's so important.
Yeah, in dhikr. Yeah. Durood-e Paak, istighfar, turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in tawbah. That's where that void can be filled. And nowhere 100%. Else. Allah bidhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub. That is where it is. You want peace of the heart, contentment of the heart, peace of mind. This is where it is. But why are so many Muslims turning away from it? Because they are listening to the wrong people.
That influence that's out there.
The influence that is out there. Imagine if we ask our children. You see how these forums, these platforms, they condition the mind.
Right.
Ask your child, that ask them according to their level of understanding. What does it mean to be successful? Go home today and ask your child this question.
Subhanallah.
And listen to what they say. Your small child, no matter 5 years old, 6 years, seven, nine, 10 years old, ask your child or your teenager, what do you think is success? And many parents will get a shock when they say, I want to be rich. I want to have lots of money. You know, I want to have, you know, I want to buy so many cars. I want to,
you know, it's all be fancy and all.
If these are the answers, then the cartoons have done their job. Social media has done their job. Make them consumers when they're small. Catch them when they're small. Because that's where the programming is, in the cartoons, in the social media, and all these other platforms. Yes, the peer pressure is there also. They have the discussions, they talk amongst themselves. But you as a mother, as a father, as a guardian, have you conditioned their mind that, you know, Beta, Betty, you know what success is? Have you had that discussion? Success is to listen to Allah Azza wa Jal, listen to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to follow the Quran, to follow the Sunnah, to read your salahs. So if we've conditioned their minds, then that is what they will tell us. If we haven't, then they will say that, you know, yes, I want to be nice and rich. I want to be the small child will tell you that.
Allah,
because somebody told them, somebody made their mind, and the cartoons are making the mind like this.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. So that actually shows, you know, how detrimental it is if that upbringing is not there from the onset. Yeah. You know, and if we know the... What is the essential, I mean, not essential, but what is the true essence of success? It's much broader than this than this world and whatever it contains, you know. And if we have to give this to our children, then hopefully and inshallah, that will be much fruitful to them.
Absolutely.
Also, Munasab, we've mentioned the three phases, right? And this everything starts off from this world. It's the focal point, the starting point, right? And we if we go into barzakh, then the three questions that will be asked there, you know, مَنْ رَبُّكَ مَا دِينُكَ مَا كُنْتَ تَقُولُ فِي حَقِّ هَذَا الرَّجُلُ. The first question, who is your Rabb? Second question, what is your deen, your religion?
That's the exam of your lifetime.
Yeah, I mean...
Just three questions.
Three questions. And
but this is the deciding, you know...
It's a very crucial state at that time and moment.
Absolutely.
And if a person fails to answer that, then that's unsuccessful.
You can't rewrite that exam.
You can't
redo that exam. Here in this world, you fail the exam. There's a possibility of, you know, another chance. Can reapply.
Yeah.
But the questions, the examination of the grave, well, that is, well, again, it's dependent upon how we lived our life and how we left the world.
Yes.
If we left with Iman, we did good, we, you know, did what needs to be done, and inshallah, Azza wa Jal, that person will pass the examination, those three questions.
Inshallah. That's it, dear viewers of Madani Channel. That if you want to be successful in this world, then these are your guidelines. These are our guidelines, to take our guidelines from the Holy Quran. if you want to pass in Barzakh, those three questions, when you are, if you are a student and if you are going to write your exams, don't you have this desire in you? Don't you have this wish in you that I want to top the class? You know, every student has this. They want to top the class. They want to come out first. They want to be successful. They don't want to fail. Days and nights will go by. And the student, what is the student doing? The student is studying day and night. Sometimes because of that stress, they can't even eat properly. They can't even drink water properly. They can't even enjoy life. Why? Because of the stress. Maybe the exams is in the following week. And nowadays, well, you would get some students who, mashallah, will study 1 month before, 2 months before. But some, or most rather, study one night before the examinations. And the case of those students, at times, they don't produce good marks at times. Whereas the student who studied 1, 2, or 3 months beforehand to prepare himself for that exam, when the time comes close, his situation is such that he is at ease, he is relaxed, he is calm, he is collected. Others are running around here and there, turning from page to page, don't know what to study, where to study from. But this student, he is sitting calm and collected, and he is smiling close to the time of his examinations. When he writes the examinations, and when he receives his mark, mashallah, he passed with flying colors. Now, like that, this entire life that we have, this is our time to prepare for Barzakh, to prepare for the hereafter. We cannot study, we cannot prepare ourselves at the last minute. We have to groom ourselves every day of our life. We have to make an effort to be a better version, not of anybody else, but a better version of you. That's the objective. And most importantly, as Mawlana Sahib has mentioned, to follow the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, Mawlana Sahib, in the hereafter, right, 5 questions will be asked. And a person who answers these 5 questions correctly, that person would be successful. And those 5 questions are, the first one is regarding a person's life and what they did with it. The second one is regarding a person's youth and how he spent the youth.
Yeah.
The third one is regarding a person's wealth, where they earned their wealth from. The fourth one is regarding how they spent their wealth. And the fifth one is regarding the knowledge. How did we act? Did we act upon our knowledge or not? So, Mawlana Sahib, these 5 questions, right? How sensitive is it to a believer that whilst in this world, although we did mention some things that we can do to prepare ourselves for it, but these 5 questions, if we have to really look at them and dissect each one, we see it plays a very, very important role, because this, our life has been established on these 5 questions. Now, how important is this, Mawlana, for a person to prepare for this and to gain success?
Just before we touch on that, right? In this limited period of time that we have in the world, right?
Right.
We need to actually rush and do good deeds. Because any moment will be gone. Take for example, right? If you're sitting in an examination,
right?
And this examination is, you know, if you are successful, then you move on. Otherwise, you will fail. And there's no chance in rewriting.
Right.
So you're busy writing, but they tell you that, see, you need to fill in as fast as possible, because at any moment, the paper will be taken away from you.
Correct.
Could be after 1 minute,
yeah,
5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15, 20 minutes. Anytime it can be taken away, that person will rush and he'll fill it out. And he'll answer as best as he can. Right? So life is like this. Before the paper of our life is pulled away and we are gone, now is the time to do your best and to rush towards doing good deeds. This is where we must be greedy to be doing good deeds.
That's the time to be greedy.
This is the time, and this greed is encouraged. not greed for worldliness. That's not going to help us in materialism.
Right.
Now, regarding the questions, you know, some have helped us to understand something.
Ji.
That you see, if a person learns that, okay, these five questions I'm going to be asked on Qiyamah, okay. Now ask yourself, what are my answers going to be? Today, ask yourself. That time you have to answer.
Yeah.
On Qiyamah, we have to answer. But you know, it's one thing is good to do. Stand in front of a mirror. Look at yourself in your eyes. Look at your eyes. And each question there, ask yourself, how did you live your life? Ask yourself. Now answer the question.
That will be very effective.
I'm telling you, you know, it will really put things into perspective, Huzoor. Don't let anybody else know. When you're all alone, do this. We should also do this. Yeah?
Yes, inshallah.
You know, really, I mean, each question, ask yourself, what did you practice upon your knowledge? Ask you, look at yourself and ask yourself. Now think, what's my answer? Because probably this is going to be my answer on the day of judgment.
Right.
Am I ready? Am I preparing? The wise man, the successful and wise, intelligent man is the one who is going to prepare for the grave and the hereafter. Because today is the day of action, not accountability. And on the day of judgment, it's the day of accountability, no action. So both barzakh and the hereafter is dependent on how we live our lives in this world and how our end, you know, what happens at our end. When we have a good end or a bad end. And we have to make that dua.
Yes.
That, oh Allah, Azawajal, every day we must make this dua. For us, for our families and other Muslims as well. That, oh Allah, Azawajal, grant me a good shaheed maut whilst fasting in the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwarah.
Ameen.
Every day make this dua. Because, you know, how we live our lives, the people that we are with, the people that we love, the manner in which we pass away, that's how we will be raised. Who we love in this world, that's who we will be. Alhamdulillah, we are lovers of Sahaba and Ahlul Bayt.
Alhamdulillah.
We are lovers of Awliyaullah, lovers of Sayyidina Imam Hassan and Hussein, radiyallahu anhum ajma'een, lovers of Ghawth-e Paak, Khwaja Sahab, Ala Hazrat. Inshallah, we will be behind them. We are lovers of Amir Ahl Sunnah, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah. We'll be behind them, inshallah. But if I succumb to my nafs, my desires, my ego, and I followed all those people that took me to places of filth and dirt and sin, what's going to happen in the hereafter then? If I'm raised with those people, Allahu Akbar. And once the angel of death comes, it's finished. We can't change anything now. We can't do anything. The time is now. The time is now to plan, to be wise and plan ahead. Don't look at this person and that person. Look at yourself. How am I changing myself? Judge yourself. You will get people there who would reject even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wait till the angel of death comes. There were many like them before.
Yes, in Fir'aun, past nations.
Yeah. Past nations, what Fir'aun did, he was telling the, ordering the people to worship him. Where is he now? Where is all those Fir'auns? There's new Fir'auns today, but they will also taste death. How Fir'aun must be burning now. What punishments him and Qarun and Haman and all these fellows. They came, they had power, they had resources, they had authority. Where is it? They're gone. How do we remember them? And what punishment they are currently going through? That's nothing compared to the punishment in the hereafter.
Allah.
So who do we want to be raised with? With good people, pious people? Then we must be in that company. We should follow in the footsteps of the pious people, become embodiments of the sunnah.
Subhanallah. So that was so, you know, beautiful and profound that I hope our viewers of Madani channel have taken some from this, or have taken all from this and implemented in their life, inshallah. Well, dear viewers of Madani channel, that is, you know, the essence of success in the life of a Muslim. Do not be tempted by social media, by outer influence. Don't be tempted by them, as Mawlana Sahib has mentioned, because by being tempted by them, it will only ruin you and it will only prevent you from gaining success in this world as well as in the hereafter. And our success, it truly lies in following Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His commandments, and following the beautiful footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And speaking of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Let us go forward and listen to a beautiful kalam in the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that we may rejuvenate our heart and soul in the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we will be back shortly to discuss much more, inshallah. So stay tuned and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khayr khalqi kullihim.
Oh Allah, send peace and blessings upon your beloved, the best and perfect creation that you have created.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khayr khalqi kullihim.
Muhammadun sayyidul kawnain والفارقين من عرب ومن عجم. The master of both worlds, jinn and mankind combined, Arab or non-Arab, he is leader of them all.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim daiman habibika khayr khalqi kullihim.
Huwa al-habibul ladhi tuja shafa'atuhu li kulli hawlin min al-ahwali muqtahimi. Intercession we all hope for in every horror, and yes, in every calamity.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khayr khalqi kullihim.
خلقٍ وفي خلقٍ ولم يدانه في علمٍ ولا كرم. He leads the prophets in both appearance and character, the dot near him in knowledge or in generosity.
مولا يا صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير خلق كلهم.
فإن من جودك الدنيا وضرتها ومن علومك علم اللوح والقلم. The world and hereafter is but a gift from thee, from your knowledge is the tablet and the pen of decree.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khayr khalqi kullihim.
Ya Rabbi bil-Mustafa balligh maqasidana wa ghufir lana ma mada ya wasi'al chosen one, my Lord. Let us reach all our goals and pardon us what is gone. O vast in generosity,
Mawlaya Salli wa Sallim Daiman Abadan Ala Habibika Khair Khalqi Kullihimi.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. What a beautiful kalam in the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I'm sure we definitely enjoyed this kalam, and definitely it has increased our love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Well, dear viewers of Madani Channel, coming back to our topic of discussion, in which we are discussing the understanding of success. And this understanding of success, subhanallah, that is why when we read the Quran guides us. It guides us as to how to live a successful life. It guides us as to how to attain success, where to find success, and how to be successful in this world, in Barzakh, and on the day of Qiyamah, in the hereafter. So before we could go for this break, we were discussing about the five questions that will be asked on the day of Qiyamah. That if a person answers it correctly, then they would be successful. And if a person cannot answer them, these five questions, then they would be unsuccessful. Now, the first question was pertaining to one's life and how did one spend their life. The second question now is one's youth and how did one spend their youth. And that time, the time of youth, when a person is in their youth, that is a prime time. That time can either make you or it can break you if you do not know how to utilize that time properly. And that is the time of your youth. Masab, this second question that will be asked on the day of Qiyamah is pertaining to one's youth and how they spent their youth. Now, some youngsters may take their youth for granted and think that, you know what, I'm young and I can do whatever I want. When I get old, then I can start behaving and putting my life in order. So what advice, Musab, can be given to those youngsters out there for them to be successful, not only in this world, but also on the day of Qiyamah?
There's a famous saying that procrastination is the thief of time. You just have to ask an elderly person,
right?
That's, you know, how they would feel if they had a chance to become young again. Because so many people out there in their 40s, 50s, 60s, they feel like, hey, how I wish I was young again.
Yes.
Man, you know.
Yes, yes.
But now, if a person feels like that, why? Is the question. Why would you want to become young again? For what reason? To enjoy your life, to have the strength to enjoy your life, or to have the strength to do more ibadat. So why is the question?
That is very, very important.
And
I think that's a very beautiful question as well.
It's a question, you know, that we should think about it. Why would I want to become 20 years younger? For what?
Maybe some would want to go just to so that they could play sports and activities, you know.
And those are, you know, like so good distractions that have been placed there. The sports industry, the entertainment industry, the movies and music and all of these things.
Yeah.
You know, the entertainment industry is the marketing agency of Shaitan. This is what he is. This is where he promotes. Yeah. He advertises alcohol and drugs and premarital, extramarital relationships and immodesty and immorality and gambling. And this is where he advertises to us, to the people.
Right.
So that's his agent, his marketing agency. He's the CEO. And so why would I become young again? It won't happen. But why? So the youngsters now need to think about this.
Right.
That I'm young, maybe a teenager, maybe in 20s, 30s also.
Right.
You know, so what am I doing with my life? Very soon, if I live that long, I'm going to get to 40, mm-hmm. 50, 60. Because, you know, people celebrate their birthdays.
Yeah.
Every birthday that you celebrate, remember, 1 year is minus from your life.
Mm-hmm.
1 year is minus. 1 year is minus. And then all the white hairs are coming out. These are messengers of death.
A person is actually getting more closer to death.
You get every birthday means you're getting 1 year closer to your death. That's what the reality is, right? So youth out there need to think about this, that you have youth, you have energy. What are you doing with it? Because youngsters are dying today.
Yes.
You know,
there's no certainty, you know, that the youngsters now.
Little babies pass away. Accidents are always taking place. So, you know, don't let Shaitan distract you with his delaying tactics. I'll see, you know, let me just finish my high school. And then after that, well, let me just finish my college. Mm-hmm. Then after that, let me just finish this. Then after that, I'll become, you know, a pious person.
Mm-hmm.
How you know we're going to become pious people? We don't know. After that, I'll be punctual to my salas. How you know you're going to make it there?
What guarantee is there?
Where's the guarantee? Tomorrow, today, you can be gone. And then what? What answer you got to those questions?
You know, Masab, I've seen an incident, a video, where these two youngsters, right? They were driving in a very fancy vehicle. And this is, they are young. They are youngsters, right? They are driving this
hot fancy blooded vehicle. Like.
Yeah, you know, they want to feel that adrenaline rush.
The revving of the engine.
The sound and everything. As they're driving, and they're laughing, right? They're driving, speeding 300 kilometers per hour. And they're driving on this lane. Ahead of them was a truck. The truck went onto the left lane and they couldn't make it in time to hit the brakes. And they crashed in that. So we see that, you know, with the youngsters, they need to know in which direction they are heading in life, where they are putting their priorities. Yes, fast cars, race cars. These are, you know, it's something that can take a person's life away.
So are you in the fast lane towards good deeds or sins? Like there's a father from South Africa.
Right.
And he's a wealthy guy. And he bought his son a brand new, I won't mention the model, but a sports car,
right.
Very expensive. The people were asking him, hey, your son is so young, you know, and why are you buying him such an expensive sports car? So he likes it. He likes speed and stuff. He's my son, it's my money.
Sure.
And within a week, he was topping the speed and... he crashed and
Allahu Akbar.
You know, and that father was devastated. Usur.
And he bought the car for his son.
He was devastated. He was broken. But I'm just saying, you are in the fast lane of life towards what? Which direction? Towards good deeds, to please my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to whom I'm going to return to sooner than I know? Or to please Shaitan, to please the desires. The desires, nafs al ammara. And Shaitan aren't loyal. They're not there to back us up. They're going to run away from us when, you know, the punishment is coming. But if I am loyal to Allah Azza wa Jal and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then inshallah Azza wa Jal, I will receive help. I'll receive the mercy of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. I will receive the shafa'ah and intercession of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on the Day of Judgment. But if I didn't care about pleasing them, if I didn't care about my salah, this is where success is lying now.
Yes.
Because, for example, Sayyidina Uthman al-Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the third Khalifa of Islam, when he would sit by a grave, he would cry so much that his blessed beard would get soaked in his tears.
Allah.
So people would ask him, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, O Commander of the Believers, how come you're crying so much when you are at the grave, by somebody's grave, but when you hear about Jahannam, you don't cry so much. So what he said? He said, because this grave, we're talking about barzakh now.
Right.
This grave is the first manzil, the first stage of the hereafter. If you are successful there, you will be successful on the day of judgment. And if you are in loss in the grave, you will be in loss on the day of judgment.
Allah.
What's going to happen to me, to us, to each one of us? What's going to happen to my children, my future offspring, my future generations, the ones that they will never meet, if my lineage continues? What's going to happen to them? What kind of training am I giving to my child so that when I'm no more, they give the same training to their child, and they give the same training to their child?
Yes, and it continues in that chain.
It will continue, but it starts with me as the mother, as the father. It starts with the parent, right? So we want success. There's no issue in living a comfortable life.
Yes.
Having money, there's no issue in that. Sayyidina Uthman Al-Ghani radiallahu an, whose title was Al-Ghani, the super rich.
Allah, Allah.
They used to call him, Ya Uthman Al-Ghani, oh Uthman, the super rich.
The super rich.
But he was super generous as well.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
That's the kind of wealth if we want wealth, that's the kind of wealth you must have. Where you benefit the ummah.
Subhanallah.
You benefit Islam, not only your pockets. Not living, where the problem is, not living in extravagance and showing off.
And lavishness.
Lavishness and wastage. There's so much of wastage in the world today. The real problem, if they are saying there's a shortage of food and there's too many people, that's not the problem. The problem is the wastage.
Right.
There's an abundance of wastage of resources, of food, of agriculture, vegetation. All these things are being mass wholesale wasted. That is where the problem is.
And then that's a very big problem also. You know, you were mentioning actually that the youth should value the time that they are given. And that's it, dear viewers of Madani Channel. Do you know that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that value your youth before your old age?
Subhanallah.
Value your youth, because whilst you are young, you still have, you have a lot of energy in you. You are vibrant, you are creative, you can do so much of good. Why waste all of that just for bad company? Why waste all of that just for intoxication? Why waste all of that just for fast cars? You don't need to. Utilize your energy, utilize the health that you have towards goodness. And when you do that, then you would see success when you get old. You would see success in barzakh. You would see success in the hereafter as well. Now, Murasab, that was the second question that would be asked, right? And the third one was regarding one's wealth, where they earned it from. And the fourth question was, where did they spend their wealth? And in this time, Masab, you know, interest, gambling, all of this is so on the rise.
That's selling drugs.
Yeah. And a person, you know, intentionally or unintentionally, they are still doing it. Even if they know, they would still go to make that one, two extra bucks. Even if it's through gambling, they would go for it. So, Masab, this is, you know, detrimental as well for a person, that a person becomes greedy to gain more and more wealth. And this can ruin a person's iman. You know, the same that happened to Bal'am bin Ba'ura at the end, his iman was ruined and he was completely destroyed. These four questions that we've covered, right? And the fifth question, Masab, is about one's knowledge and how did they act upon their knowledge. So in this regard, Masab, what can be said?
What about that person who has PhD degrees then?
So we're not talking about just any knowledge here.
There's no issue in studying towards medical profession.
Right.
Or, you know, whatever else, accounting. No issue there. The issue is, if you're giving those studies, that knowledge, priority over Islamic knowledge. Look, it's not going to affect me. Is going to affect that person when they realize, right, I don't even know Fard Ulum. I don't even know how to read the Quran, but I got this degree and I'm in this very prominent company earning a top salary. And, you know, I'm climbing, I'm the CEO, I'm the director or whatever it is.
Right.
But I don't know how to read Quran.
Mm-hmm.
How sad is that? I don't know how, if my father passes away.
What do I do then?
What must I do? You know, there's an incident, Huzur. Real incident, right?
Right.
Some brothers in another country told us.
Okay.
Zimadars, like representatives of Dawud Islam in another country, told us they got a call from a doctor. Right? It was the son. The father was also a doctor.
Right.
He was panicking that my father passed away. I don't know what to do. So they rushed over there. And for a couple of hours, his father's body was in the bathtub.
Allah.
He was having a, you know, like the whole tub was full of water. And his body was in that water. And this guy didn't know what to do. Our brothers who went there, they called the authorities. And, you know, after the whatever procedures and stuff, they went to give ghusl. They were saying the skin was so, like, delicate because it was in the water for so long, like, you know. And they called the son that, hey, you're giving ghusl to your father. Come. He says, no, you all carry on.
Allah.
He was outside with other doctor buddies, smoking nicely, smiling and laughing. Didn't even want to touch his father's body.
Allahu Akbar.
Janaza time. He's standing there, he doesn't know what to do. You know, you all do it. You all do everything. Yeah, I'm just standing there. So
just be a watcher and just look.
Going to the grave. Subhanallah. How are you benefiting your father?
Allah.
What benefit? Sure. I don't know if they're sending Isa alayhi sawab. I hope they are making dua maghfirah for the father. Father must have sacrificed so long, so much.
Yes.
He's gone and you can't benefit him. Subhanallah.
Allah.
Amazing. We should be sad about these things.
Yeah.
We should be embarrassed about these things. That I have all the degrees, but I can't even read Surah Fatiha properly. That's something to be embarrassed about.
Definitely. I mean.
But we're not there to belittle anybody. We're just saying, what is priority?
Yeah.
See, Allah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's not going to ask you what degree you have. The angels are not going to ask you, okay, were you wealthy or were you poor? Or like, they're not going to ask you about these things. How handsome you are, how beautiful you are. No. First action on Qiyam is about Salah.
Yeah.
First action. Now ask ourselves this question. What is the state of my Salahs? And be honest. Talk to yourself, answer yourself. Question yourself and answer yourself. So you'll have some understanding of, oh, what's going to happen to me on the Day of Judgment? The Day of Judgment is a reality. It's going to happen. The time you're going to spend in the grave, in Barzakh, is a reality. Which direction I'm going to go? Will I be able to answer the questions properly? What if I forget the answers? What's going to happen then? You know, the serious, wise, intelligent person will think like this.
Yeah.
Because he knows that success is dependent upon leaving this world with Iman. Because we don't have a guarantee we're going to lose. We're going to have our Iman, lose our Iman. Yeah. Yes, we make that dua. We must have that fear. What if I lose my Iman? Ulama Ikram have said, Huzur, that the person who doesn't care about the protection of his Iman, then probably that person will lose the Iman at the time of death.
Allahu Akbar.
And then there's no hope.
And us dying upon Iman, that is our ultimate success.
That's ultimate success in this world, Huzur. Ultimate. So no matter what the person, what Nobel Prize, what award he got,
even if someone is rich, or even if someone is poorest of the poor, but if they died upon Iman, then they are the most successful.
Yes, 100%. That is success in this world. Ultimate success in this world is that.
Yes.
To leave with your Iman intact.
Subhanallah. Well, dear viewers of Madani Channel, these are the essence of being a successful person, of being a successful Muslim. And subhanallah, the Holy Quran, it is filled with wisdom. And the Holy Quran tells us about the principles of wisdom. In one verse, it is mentioned that, O people of Iman, O you who believe, bow and prostrate and worship your Rabb and do good deeds in the hope that you may be successful. Subhanallah. In this ayah, you know, it is mentioned that good deeds in this verse it includes kindness towards one's relatives.
Subhanallah.
And having good manners.
MashaAllah.
So dear viewers of Madani Channel, if you want to gain success, from this verse, we come to understand that do good, perform salah, and also do good. And do good includes being kind to your family relatives. Even if they ill-treat you, you shouldn't ill-treat them. If they be good to you, you be good to them. That is not you being kind. Rather, kindness is when someone ill-treats you, someone mistreats you, but yet you are still kind to them. So be good to your family members, enjoin what is good, command what is good, forbid what is evil. All of this here are the principles of success from the Holy Quran. And if you abide from this, then inshallah, you would be successful in this world, in Barzakh, and in the hereafter. Until next time, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom. Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.